In 1524, Giovanni de Verrazzano, namesake of the bridge that links Staten Island to Brooklyn, discovered Rhode Island. Verrazzano laid eyes on what we now call Block Island and called it Louisa. Wouldn't that have made a great name for a state? Well, instead, the place that Verrazzano discovered, that Adrian Block charted, and where Roger Williams found refuge from Massachusetts, came to be known officially as Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. That name sounds wrong to some people, so last week, the legislature of the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations voted overwhelmingly to hold a referendum on the name, should it be shortened to, say, Rhode Island. Well, joining us is Rhode Island State Representative Michael Rice, a Democrat and an opponent of changing the state's name. What's important about the old name?
The old name Providence Plantations really goes back to the earliest days of the Rhode Island colonies established in the 1630s and 1640s. These were small town colonies, and they were agricultural colonies, and there was no connection between them. In fact, each of the colonies reported directly back to England. This type of governance was called a plantation colony.
Now, critics of the formal, the official name of the state, hear in the word plantations, they hear an allusion, if not directly, to slavery, to the era of American slavery.
That is true, and that is the essence of the opposition to the name. And they basically point out, and rightly so, that Rhode Island as a state was not completely clean hands in that. The Brown family and the DeWolf family were very, very notorious slave traders.
The Browns being the namesake of Brown University?
Yes. In fact, it is known that much of the original endowment for Brown University was with slave trading funds. This is a sad part of Rhode Island history. But it pretty much antedates, actually, the word plantations within the name of the state.
Now, there's another, you can see it as a problem or a virtue, with the name Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. It is the longest name of any state in the Union. I mean, it makes District of Columbia even look positively short.
Yes, it does. And there's something majestic about the name when it is said in open court. There's a certain majesty to the sound.
Sort of the oyes, oyes kind of...
exactly right.
Now, another problem with keeping the name Rhode Island and Providence Plantations is not to attribute too much importance to us non-Rhode Islanders, but virtually everyone else in the world assumes the name of the state is actually Rhode Island.
Yes, and in fact, informally, it is in fact Rhode Island. It's only in formal correspondence from the state. And it basically is a recognition of it being set up and set forth in what is known as the King Charles Charter of 1663. This is a remarkable document that first sets up any civil government on the face of the planet that basically codifies separation of church and state.
Well, Representative Rice, you make a persuasive case. Why, then, did you vote in favor of a referendum to put this before the people of the state?
I was voting largely as a courtesy to the bill's sponsor, Representative Joseph Almeida. He's been working on this for about 10 years now, and I really did feel that it would take a constitutional change to change the name. And I really didn't want to get into the way of a constitutional issue. But I do think it underscores that Rhode Island's quirky history is a natural asset of the state, and I don't want to do anything to upset one of our key natural assets.
Your indigenous quirkiness.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much for making the case, for keeping the name of the state, Rhode Island and Providence Plantation, State Representative Michael Rice.
Thank you very much, Robert.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.